Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, I'm with our good friend, Dr. W. Robert Godfrey. Dr. Godfrey, good to see you again.
Good to be here with you, Steve.
Always fun to talk about historical anniversaries with you because historians love anniversaries. We'll celebrate just about anything. 2019 is the 500th anniversary of a very important moment back in Luther's life. From 1519 at Leipzig in the Leipzig Disputation. So we know it's at Leipzig, a town in Germany. Martin Luther was pit against Johann Eck, and we know that Eck means corner. So did Eck the corner back Martin Luther into a corner in Leipzig 500 years ago?
Great question. Coming just as your viewers thought maybe they were finally done with Luther for a little while, having given so much attention to Luther 2 years ago, and here he's back.
He's back.
The truth is, of course, that we celebrated Luther in 1517 for his first public act that began to challenge the old church. But in 1517, I would argue, Luther wasn't really a Protestant yet. He became a public figure. He began to get a lot of attention, but his theology was really developing. It had not reached any kind of settled conclusion. But because he'd become famous, he began to be invited places. And because there was tension between the University of Leipzig and the University of Wittenberg, an invitation went to Karlstadt, Andreas Bodenstein von Karlstadt, Luther's older colleague on the theological faculty, to come to Leipzig to debate. And Luther was really annoyed that he wasn't invited. So he was added to the invitation. They went to Leipzig. They were there several days. A little bit of side note is that at that time, there was a man by the name of John Tetzel dying in Leipzig who had sold indulgences that sparked Luther's action in 1517. And Luther communicated to Tetzel to try to offer him condolences on his deathbed and comfort. But the disputation itself was formally going to be between Eck and Luther on the matter of the Pope's authority. But as they debated that, and Luther tried to limit the Pope's authority, Eck was able to quote all sorts of theologians and historical actions of the church to show Luther was not in agreement with the great historic traditional teaching of the church. And Luther was then being painted into a corner so that more and more he was saying to Eck, well, history may say and theologians may say, but the Bible says on the other hand. And so the corner that Eck really painted Luther into was forcing Luther to come to a recognition that tradition is one thing and the Bible is another.
So what we have at Leipzig really is we're beginning to see the plank of sola scriptura, that crucial plank for the Reformation, Reformation theology being laid down. And Eck brought this out in Luther.
Absolutely, because for Luther, as for most medievals up until that time, the assumption was the Bible and tradition are agreed. But at Leipzig, Luther was sort of forced to recognize that sometimes the Bible and tradition diverged, and you had to decide who you're going to trust. Is you're going to trust tradition or you're going to trust the Bible? And that's where Luther really came to a consciousness of sola scriptura.
So Luther was happy to be painted into the corner and happy to affirm his trust in God's word.
Probably not so happy at the moment, but happy with the outcome, to be sure. And we're all happy that he came to that consciousness.
Well, we'll leave it at that then. So, happy 500th anniversary of the Leipzig Disputation. Thank you, Dr. Godfrey, for being with us. That's the Leipzig Disputation. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.
As we finish this week's episode, let's go over to the UK. And here's a quote from Charles Simeon. The true Christian loves the way of salvation by a crucified Redeemer. He delights in it, glories in it, and shudders at the very thought of glorying in anything else.